taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
My mother's people were ashamed of me. The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Hair-free.
I think that Cher should be run out of the country for her insensitive behavior. I mean, clearly her album should be burned. Let's do that, like at Princeton, Yale, and other centers of higher learning. That's just a little aside. If you haven't heard, there's going to be a big rally at the steps of the state capitol coming up next week, December 2nd. I guess that's this week, excuse me. Regarding the recent Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage that is a direct threat, some say, to religious liberty, and the resulting ongoing religious persecution that Christians believe that they face in this country every day. Joining me to talk about that, David Coleman, Senior Legal Counsel for the Great Lakes Justice Center. Sir, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be on, Steve.
Haven't talked to you in some time. Might get an update on what's going on with your case in Midland, but tell me about this rally coming up. This must be Wednesday.
Right. It's this Wednesday at noon on the steps of the state capitol. And we're doing it in conjunction with pastors from all around the state. And it's to support a House and Senate resolution that's going to be introduced in the next few days. Representatives Hooker and Chatfield are going to introduce this resolution in the State House. And Senator Colbeck is going to introduce it in the Senate. And there's a number of co-sponsors with it that's addressing the same-sex marriage decision, as well as just religious liberty rights, conscience rights for religious folks in Michigan.
Well, obviously, you guys don't think you can overturn the United States Supreme Court, whether or not you agree with their ruling, and clearly you do not agree with their interpretation of the Constitution and states' rights and federal rights and what a marriage is. Clearly, that's not going to be overturned. It is the law of the land now. So what are you hoping to accomplish?
Right. I mean, clearly the Supreme Court has ruled. But there is precedent for, in the past, where states have essentially ignored Supreme Court decisions. President Lincoln did it a number of times, as well as the Wisconsin Supreme Court issued a written opinion that they would not abide by a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said African Americans were not people. So there's precedent in the past for pushback, and this is really a state sovereignty issue. This is an issue of states' rights. The whole area of families and domestic rights and marriage has, for the whole history in our country, been left to the states. And that's now been usurped by the federal judiciary, and this is a way to push back.
Clearly, though, this president is not going to ignore the Supreme Court ruling. I can say this with some confidence. Barack Obama is no Abraham Lincoln. And I think I can say that with complete confidence.
I think you're right, Steve.
I think I've got that one covered. But the real question, I think, going forward is, when bakeries and small businesses are targeted for no other reason than to be targeted, let's be honest, they've been victimized because in some of these cases where a gay couple wants a wedding cake, all right, they don't want to make it. Why would you want them to make it if they don't want to? Go have it made somewhere else. Who cares?
Right.
Forcing a small business to do something that, you know, is against their general principles and beliefs and their foundation, why would you do that? And I'm going to guess, let me tell you something, David. You're not going to go to Hamtramck, Michigan, and find a Muslim baker and tell them that they have to make a cake for a gay wedding.
Exactly.
Is that going to happen in Hamtramck? And my answer is absolutely not. They're going to target Christian bakeries. Why don't you go target a Muslim bakery and see how that works out for you?
Right. And that's really the issue here. This is not an issue of discrimination against anybody of any particular persuasion or orientation. I mean, if somebody walks into a bakery and they want to buy a loaf of bread, the baker sells them the loaf of bread. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about situations where people are being forced against their conscience to participate in rallies or ceremonies and things like that that go against their religious beliefs. And, you know, tolerance is a two-way street. And it seems like a lot of the folks on the other side on these issues are tolerant until you disagree with them.
So where do we go from here then? I mean, most people would say, that Christianity is under attack. You know, when you're being attacked for Merry Christmas and nativity scenes that are, you know, take up a few feet. I freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, I think was what the founding fathers had in mind. And you know, teaching students, you know, to follow Christianity in public schools. That is something they didn't want to have happen, obviously. But they didn't want religion under attack from the government either. And that's, you know, so that was the two-part of the founding fathers. And here we are watching religion under, but only one religion under attack, really. And it's mostly Christianity, some Judaism, but mostly Christianity.
Right. That's absolutely right. And that's why we're doing this rally on Wednesday, is to bring attention to this. This isn't just some minor issue going on. This is an orchestrated attack on people of faith, Jewish folks, Christian folks, you know, across the board.
All right, and so let me see here. You'll be speaking at rally. Julia Ward will be there from Eastern Michigan, a psychology student kicked out of her psychology program. You'll be there, Professor Wagner, various pastors from different denominations from all over the state. It's happening Wednesday, December 2nd, 2 days hence. It'll be happening on the steps of the state capitol. What time?
At noon, and we're encouraging everybody to come. It's supposed to be pretty good weather in the mid-40s, and for this time of year, that should be pretty good.
All right, so if you're a supporter of religious liberty in America, David Coleman calling you to join him on the state capitol steps here on Wednesday at noon. David, I greatly appreciate your time. As always, David Coleman is a senior legal counsel for the Great Lakes Justice Center. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
There you have it. All right. And if you have an opposing view or a different view, we're open to that as well. The phone number here is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. That is the number you can find here at the Steve Gruber Show. Get on the hotline, get involved with the conversation. We encourage that because we want you to speak up. This is not a safe space. This is a place where we have the free and open exchange of ideas. If you think David Coleman's wrong, well, then speak up. If you think he's right, well, then give him a pat on the back, speak up. 888-900-9966. You can also find out more at stevegruber.com, where you can listen live with the Listen Live button. That's how clever we are. Plus, you can listen to podcasts and previous programs. It's all there, stevegruber.com. And don't forget the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Click like, tell your friends. We'll be right back.